4 years, the minority caucus in the House, Alaska House, has had a say in the state's budget, but that may not happen this year as the majority caucus looks to tap permanent fund earnings to close the budget gap. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
House minority members say they're being cut out of the budget process. Here's House Minority Leader Charisse Millett of Anchorage.
They're not interested in what we have to say or our contributions to the budget process.
To understand why the minority feels left out, it pays to understand what the state government's two large piggy banks are and what it takes to spend from them. One account is the Constitutional Budget Reserve. The state constitution requires 3/4 of each house of the legislature to vote to spend money from the reserve. That's given the House minority leverage in past years, since it became impossible to balance the budget without this money. The other piggy bank is the permanent fund earnings. For the past 35 years, the state has only spent money from fund earnings for permanent fund dividends. But if the legislature wanted to, it could spend these earnings by a simple majority vote. That's what Representative Paul Seaton wants to do. The majority caucus Republican from Homer has proposed drawing more than $4 billion from the earnings reserve to pay to close the budget gap. Some of the money would go to the state's education fund.
We really want to work on the major thing that Alaskans want us to work on, which is a comprehensive, sustainable fiscal plan. And as long as we have an unfunded budget, we will be working on that for a long time. So we fully fund the budget by having that education fund.
Anchorage Minority Caucus Republican Lance Pruitt says the Senate will have the House minorities back.
I'm going to go back a ways, go back to high school. I had friends. And sometimes if you forget that people have friends and you mess with someone, then it comes back later and it really hurts. And we got friends over on the Senate. There's a whole other body that this has got to go through.
Pruitt says Seaton is manipulating the entire House majority by suggesting the budget change. Seaton is the House Finance Committee co-chairman and proposed the change as the chairman of the committee's Budget Language Subcommittee.
To try to hide something like that, that's deceptive. That's just flat out deceptive. But that being said, the whole caucus is resting on that one person.
For his part, Seaton says past Finance Committee chairmen included changes to the budget language without any committee votes. On Tuesday, the committee did vote on Seaton's proposal to draw from permanent fund earnings. It passed 7-4 along caucus lines.
Every single amendment was offered and voted on by full finance, so there were no balls hidden.
2 years ago, the two caucuses were in opposite positions. The Republicans were then in the majority and wanted to shift permanent fund earnings in a way that would have allowed them to bypass minority support for drawing from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. And most Democrats opposed the move, but they're now in the majority that could bypass the minority. Both sides distinguished their position 2 years ago from where they are now. Republicans say they only raised the idea of bypassing the minority 2 years ago because they wanted to avoid pink slips for state workers after months of budget negotiations. And those who were in the minority then note the proposal 2 years ago would have drained state savings by a larger amount than the current majority is considering. For the earnings draw to be adopted, it would require another vote by the House Finance Committee, then votes by the full House and the Senate. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.